Good morning, Miss Paulette. Before we get started, too, today is my husband Gary's birthday. Just wanted you guys to know so you could also wish him happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
Happy
Happy birthday.
birthday to
Happy
you. Our
birthday.
devotional topic on July 7, 2025 is faith vision. Our scripture reading is Matthew 14:25-31. So the one reading out of the Recovery Bible. About the third hour, 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. Peter went out over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong winds and waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. And he, you have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" Our devotion for today is faith vision. The faith means being held captive by the sight of Jesus Christ. Ethics. Faith is not simply a commitment to Christian principles, holding an abstract idea about God, or a belief in a holy book. God is psychological techniques whereby we talk ourselves into believing that the greater things are within our reach. Faith is rather being captured by the vision of life portrayed in the word and action of Jesus. Faith embrace his redemptive love for us. Faith is focused on Christ going before us, even through death. If faith is to be sustained, it will need to have Christ constantly in focus. Thought. Faith is not a right emotion or feeling, but a right focus on him who alone can point us to a better world. Amen. And my prayer thought is, Father, remind us that we are not on this faith walk alone. You're there when we come to you with a sincere heart, ready to walk out this faith vision you have given us. One where no matter the trials, you will be there to guide us. We repent when we try to do things on our own. We need you every moment of the day. We are devoted to you. Let us always remember to call to you when our faith is being tried. Thank you for your love, forgiveness. We pray, amen. Our devotional scripture, Matthew 14:25-31, tells us of how the disciples was in a storm, a windstorm, in a boat. They saw Jesus walking on the water. They was afraid. They thought he was a ghost. But Jesus called out to them, "Don't be afraid. It is me." Peter, one of the disciples, said, "If it's you, Lord, bid me to come." Jesus told him to come. But as soon as he saw the winds and the waves tossing back and forth, he became afraid, which was natural. But he took his eyes off Jesus, and he started to walk, but he took his eyes off Jesus, which caused him to sink. It tells us that we must keep our eyes focused on Jesus, no matter the trials or tribulations we go through. This is when we can call out to Jesus, and he will be there to rescue us. Psalms 46:1 tells us of that. In our devotional topic, faith vision, it means that it is a belief or understanding of a future state, often involving a driven purpose or plan that is held with a conviction or a source of motivation or action. Here are a few more details on faith vision. Seeing the future through faith. In Matthew 11, 1, Hebrews 11 and 6. We know that without a vision, people perish. Proverbs 25:18. You see, where faith vision is important. We need faith in our trusting God and obeying Him, no matter the trials. The devotion states that faith means being captured by the sight of Jesus Christ. This means we are no longer thinking about things, about the pleasures of these things on earth. They are second in place compared to our focus being on Jesus, His presence, with our desires to please God. The other one is submitting to Christ's authority, surrendering everything to Him in our thoughts and our actions, willing to follow Jesus. We need to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. When we're doing our daily work, we must remember God created everything, so we must give Him our all in all. I think about Abel in Genesis 12:1-9, when God told him to leave his country and leave his family and leave his land and walk and go out and do it. He was sending him to a new land, which He would tell him where to go. It took faith for Abraham to do this, but he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. We must always remember that if we are obedient, we will eat the fruit of the land. What does it mean to be captivated by the vision of life portrayed in the word and action of Jesus? This is to be deeply drawn to inspired and devoted to the way of living and understanding the world that Jesus modeled and taught. We're to be devoted to Jesus and His way. There's no earthly pleasures can ever fulfill this satisfaction of our soul. Our devotion thought says faith is not an emotion or feeling, yet a right focus on Him who alone can point us to a better world. We are to put our confidence in God, who has both our plans for our future and our life. You know this, Jeremiah 29:11 talks about that the plan for God's plan for us is not to harm us, but to give us a future, for us to prosper, a plan for a better future. I didn't say it just right, but I meant to say. And I think about what Paul said, we should fight a good fight of faith. That means holding on to Jesus and what He taught us and how to live a life of godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. We are to always call on Jesus in times of need. We have daily struggles from time to time, but if we keep our focus on Jesus, He will see us through. He will show us the way out. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for this devotion of faith vision. We must remember that our focus is to be on Jesus and the life He portrayed when He was here on earth that will lead us and guide us into truth. And we can do these things only through our Father's help. Help us have the wisdom and understanding that He can only give us. So we keep our eyes focused on Him. Lord, we thank You for just being a God that sees all, hears all, and knows all. And we thank You that You will take us through any trials and tribulations that we go through, as long as we keep our eyes focused on You. We'll look to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help do come from You, Lord. So we thank You. We thank You this morning for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now let us please take 30 seconds of silence to allow the Lord to speak to us as to what to pray and how to pray.
Father, this morning we thank you that you have taught us to walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you that forgive us of the times that we were afraid and tempests and things started going all around us, things that we could not control. But if we keep our eyes focused on you, then we won't sink like Peter was starting to sink. We will call out to you in times of trouble, and you will be there. You never leave us or forsake us, is the scripture you've given us. And so we know this is a promise that you've given us, that we can just look to you in times of need, whatever it may be. Even times when we're not going through, if we keep our eyes focused on you, you'll show us a better way of living in this world so that we'll be able to tell others about the things that you have delivered us from. So let us always remember that it's you and you alone that will take care of us. So let us keep our eyes focused on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Father God, thank you. Thank you for this lesson again, how you teaches us to stay focused on you. Father God, we all been a Peter one time in our lives. When we've taken our eyes off you, feared the water or the situation we was in, but through your grace and your mercy, how you picked us up and turned us around to focus on you. Forgive us for leaning on our own understanding. Forgive us, Father. Thank you, God, for your understanding, for you keeping us straight, putting us back on the right track, putting our eyes eye to eye with you. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love and kindness towards us. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Because you said in your word, you did not give us fear. You gave us the power to overcome fear. And we know this, God. And we want to keep this in our heart. Walk with you every day. Let us see what you see, our Heavenly Father. Please don't let self get in front of you. Let self walk behind us. Thank you, God, for this lesson. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Awesome, holy, wonderful Father God. Indeed, we are reminded this morning, as we thank you, praise you, and worship you, that without faith it is impossible to please you. Or as your son has taught us, Pastor Craig, that faith is acting like you're telling the truth. Father God, we thank you right now, for we know that faith, fear is the opposite of faith, and you did not give us that spirit. So, Father, we thank you for this lesson this morning that indeed reminds us we it's time that we grow up and act like we know that you're telling the truth because you are truth. Father, I thank you for blessing me with a man of faith this day. I thank you, Lord God, because of his faith, Lord, he is able to encourage in times when we indeed don't know what is to happen, as our sister prayed, teaching us not to lean on our own understanding, but instead to exercise what your word says, and as faith in you, trust in you, knowing that you love us unconditionally, and knowing that everything that happens is filtered through your loving grace and mercy. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We are reminded, we are reassured by faith that we are saved, by faith that we are healed, by faith that every promise you make is yea and amen, by faith that you hear our hearts cry, by faith that your word is infallible, by faith all the things contained that we need for this life to please you are available to us. You have given us the authority. You have redeemed us by faith through grace. Father, how important it is how important it is that we exercise our faith in you always because of who you are, and that we are yours. We belong to you as your creation, and we are to reflect that. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. And I thank you for allowing my husband to see your son, to see another year of life. Truly, we are grateful. Father, and to you be all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Almighty Son of God, you are an awesome God. You are the God of all understanding, all wisdom, oh God. How we praise your holy name. You are the great I am.
Mm-hmm.
You are faithful to your promise and will defeat all our enemies.
Yes.
We will not be discouraged because we are walking in your divine presence.
Mm-hmm.
We will live in your strength and courage, for you are our God. We have faith in you and your word, and because we know that your word never fails. We thank you for the many promises you have spoken over our life. And we place our trust in you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the quiet moments, we seek to understand what it means to truly have faith. Not just belief in what is seen, but trust in what is unseen. A deep, unwavering confidence in your love, even when the path is unclear. Faith is more than words spoken in comfort. It is the courage to step forward when the next step is hidden.
Yes.
So, Father, when doubt arises, anchor us. When fear creeps in, steady us. Let our faith not be shallow or shaken by circumstances, but rooted in your unchanging nature, nurtured by your promises, and sustained by your grace. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Gracious and generous Father, in the midst of the challenges and distractions of life, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Like Peter, we can easily be swayed by the winds and waves of doubt and fear, but we know that your presence is our anchor and your love is our strength. Help us to remember that you are always with us, guiding us through every storm. When we are afraid and sinking in the storms of life, we cry out to you for help, just as Peter did. Father, extend your hand to us. Pull us up from the depths of despair. Help us to remember that you are always with us, ready to catch us when we fall. Grant us the wisdom to discern your voice and the courage to follow your lead, even when it seems impossible. To God be all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
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 Father God, I would also like to add to this prayer. Thank you for the facilitators, the wife and the birthday man, for this lesson.
Yes.
Because you just let all of us know it's time to increase our faith in you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this lesson. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Faith is the key. Lots of faith. Thank you, God.
Miss Paulette, you can go ahead and close us out. Oh, would somebody get ready to pray? I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead. I'm just thanking God. Amen. Oh. Thank you for this devotion. We thank you that you keep us in perfect peace as long as our mind is stayed on you. So we thank you this morning. We thank you for all the facilitators that prayed, all those that prayed silently. Lord, we just thank you this morning because we know if we walk by faith and not by sight, we won't waver. We'll always remember that you are there at our side, leading and guiding us. And when we don't hold on to your promises, that's when we really sink. But Lord, we just thank you that you're there to reach down wherever we are and pull us up. So we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace this morning. Bless all those that was in the storm in Texas, Lord, the flooding. Bless the bereaved family, the one that lost loved ones in the storm. We pray that they'll be able to find those children that was in the storm in the camp, Lord. Bless the rescuers that are going out, risking their lives to save the people. Lord, just bless them abundantly above all they can ask or think. Lord, we ask you to bless Elder Pam as she recovers her strength. Lord, continue to bless her family. Thank you, Lord, that Danny's coming forth more powerful than ever before. We thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings you bestowed upon that family as they continue to be an example for us as we go through this life and learning how to trust you even the more. And Lord, we ask you to bless the children as they are on vacation. Keep them safe from all her harm and danger. Bless their families as they continue to especially lift the children up to you as they go off to work today, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Bless the ones that are not saved. Help us to go out today and speak a word of encouragement to them, even the ones on the street, Lord. Bless them, the homeless, Lord. Help us to remember it could be us. So let us go out and speak a word of truth to them through your word that will give them courage to face any challenges they go through today. Lord, we have so much beauty in our hearts, thankfulness in our hearts. We lift it to you, thanking you for everything you do from day to day. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. And bless our leaders and our churches, our pastors, assistant pastors, all of them that work so diligently around the pastor to keep them going and keep them praying. And just bless him as you bring forth the gospel each and every day, Lord. Even in our Sunday school classes and on Wednesday night Bible study. Bless the ones that facilitate these services. Lord, we just have such a heart of gratitude this morning. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, I was going to circle back around so we can say a good happy birthday to Mr. Gary, but I see Miss Siri has already left the line, so
happy birthday.
But they've already left the line, so is there anything someone, you know, would like to say this morning or like to share?
Yes, I would. Listen, who was that? Was it Miss Paulette say, oh, you ain't got nothing to say? Was that her saying that to me this morning?
That was me.
That was me.
You know,
That was me, Lula said that.
You know what, Miss Lula? I thank God you said that to me, and you said it at the perfect timing, because when you did say those words, oh, you ain't got nothing to say, God dropped in my spirit and said, that part. That part. You always saying something. You ain't got nothing to say, that part. So I believe it's time that for that door to be open in my life.
Amen.
And
amen.
Not being
amen.
Afraid.
Amen.
So I want to thank you for that awakening God gave you to tell me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Yes, Sister Happy.
Amen.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I like to share. Well, I like to thank God for allowing me and my husband to share 18 years of today. As of today, also I'll be celebrating my birthday on the 23rd.
That's my birthday, yeah.
Okay. Kat, did you fill out the form so that this Kat could have all that information? I tried to fill out the form
when I got to the submit part. It kept going back to ask me one question. And I said, I fill out the question. So I got tired of going back to the question.
Okay, well, just please send your name, your address, your birth date, and your anniversary date so that I can forward that to Miss Kathy. Because we don't want to miss anybody's. Now, I had Mr. Gary's birthday on my notes. But I don't know, Kathy, did you have Mr. Gary's birthday?
Miss Kathy?
Yes. He got his card.
Okay, cool. So send that information to me so that I can forward it to Miss Kathy. You know, because we don't want to miss anybody's birthday to celebrate them, to celebrate your anniversaries. All these are gifts from God. And in saying that, I just want to thank God for my husband today. When I went to sleep last night, I asked him, I said, if I don't wake up, please don't wake me up. And and he didn't wake me up. And I did say, all right, Lula, I hear
that
you.
Wasn't me. Well, I'm talking. Oh, no. Okay, Dr. Pam, I'm going to be silent. I am silent, but you read my mind.
I know. I heard you. It's interesting when you talk about, when you think about not doing too much and not understanding the ramifications. You know, the healing that took place when Sister Happy was over here. But that didn't mean I was supposed to jump up and start acting like I hadn't been sick for the last 3 days. And yesterday, I was just like, okay, it's trying to come back. And so we celebrated my son's birthday, which pushed me really late into the night. And I'm so grateful that my husband, is... Just like Miss Paulette said, just doing the thing that God has called him to do. That we are to partner in this endeavor. I didn't know it at the beginning. I'm pretty sure he didn't even give it any thought at the beginning. But to hear him, is such a blessing. And I don't know if Elder Pat is on the line, but Elder Pat has been praying for him and keeping him before God, I guess, like she did, Papa Earl, and seeing the fruit of, if we don't believe that prayer changes us, and we then change our environment and impact people to change, believe that with all your heart. Please believe that. Don't let the enemy steal what God has given you as a vision for your life, for your children, Don't let the enemy tell you, as Pastor Craig say, act like you believe God told you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
Good.
Today's devotion.
please, Marilyn.
Okay.
And I didn't send that yesterday because nobody asked for it, so I just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Evelyn.
Okay, so I believe we are going to do a motion.
Right.
Dr. Pam.
Yep.
Did you motion out the devotional for yesterday?
No, because nobody said anything.
I thought about that when we hung up. I want a copy of that yesterday, if that's possible.
Yep,
we didn't do
Carolyn. Marilyn. I thought I
had.
And Sarah.
I thought we did.
No, I thought about it. I hung up. I said, I didn't get, no one said it. And so I was asking for it today.
Yep, I was going to send it to Miss Kathy because I tried when she's not on the line to send it to send it to her. But you know, when nobody, I was just like, okay. But I'm behind on lesson on sending them out. So I will. My goal is to get them out today.
Right. At your time. Leisure when you feel
take
better.
Take your time. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, take your time.
At your leisure.
Yes.
You need rest. That's priority.
Yeah,
I can't afford a helicopter, so I don't know how to.
Oh my God! I'm never gonna live beyond that. So those that don't understand what she meant, Miss Marilyn was really sick a little over a year ago now, and I was praying for her and praying for her, and I remember telling Linda, I said. I was praying and I was asking God, can I rent a helicopter? And he said, so you can go and do what? I wanted to be there as if me being there would make a difference. He said, you doing what you can do. But I never lived it down. And so every time I start to get desperate in my feelings about something, I tease myself and everybody else teased me and said, oh, so you see the helicopter so you can go take care of it. So that's what that story is. I love it, Marilyn. I love how you just threw that in there. Okay.
No, I thank you for loving me that way, honestly. To want to be by my bedside at that time. But I know all of you were there in prayer, and I'm still here, and I just say thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Yeah, but I love this lesson. It's teaching us, okay, get off social media. And find me.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. You know, find me in your prayers. Let me determine the outcome. Believe me. You know, and I just, you know, you guys don't know this person, but I just want you to lift up Brother Riley. I got a voicemail yesterday, and he was so broken. And then I didn't realize that if you listen to a voicemail, it disappears. And so I wasn't able to listen to it again and just keep lifting up each section in prayer. But I'm just believing that God will bring back to my remembrance those things that I need to pray for him. And know that one of the things that we say all the time is, the truth is always revealed. God's purpose is always revealed. If we are willing, and as I was listening to Miss Paulette talk today, I thought about him because I was thinking that he stepped out there and he took his focus off God and he focused on the people and he began to sing and I could hear it in his voice. But for whatever reason, God had him call me, and so I'm just I am praying now. And it's funny, I was telling my daughter, and I was like, well, I don't know what you know God is doing here. And she said, and maybe you're there for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, Danielle, just be deep, please. But I am praying. This young man loves God.
Mm.
He worships. He worships, and he said, it's like they're trying to take my gift and the anointing from me, and nobody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so please, please, just throughout the day, throughout the week, just put Brother Riley before the Lord. Please mm-hmm. do that, as I am mm-hmm. putting Brother Riley before the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. You know what, Dr. Pam? You just, oh my God, Jesus, I thank you. Right when my daughter passed, yes, I was beginning to take my eyes. I was taking my eyes off of God. And out of the blue, you called me that morning. And you introduced me to prayer line. And you told your exact words, say, Sister Hath, I'm looking forward into hearing from you in the morning. And I remember telling you, Dr. Pam, I promise, that next morning I was on prayer line and I started feeling the healing, getting my focus back on God through this prayer. Y'all just don't know how y'all have helped me. So I can understand how God was talking to you, because my eyes was crisscross up and down. They was not focused on God during the time of my daughter's death, and out of the blue your phone call came. Yes, so I can relate to that situation. I can. And I just love y'all on prayer line. Y'all think I'm crazy, but I just love y'all.
We don't think you crazy. We think that you are open and that you are transparent and that you are willing to get what you need in order to move forward. And you remind me of Miss Doris, because Miss Doris was that way, open, transparent. Whatever the situation was, she just went in and put it out there. And by doing so, that is submission to God. And then you got where two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. Yeah. And so you bring God immediately in the midst of whatever it is that you're confessing, so that the transformation is happening and you have the power of those that are praying with you. So, no, we don't think you crazy. We think that you're hungry.
Yeah.
And that you want everything that God has for you. I ain't mad at that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at all. Yes. That you want everything God has for you.
Yes.
And we all do. And so that's for us to just go ahead and put it out there that this is going on, or that's going on, or this situation is happening. Absolutely. Because, you know, the reason that we don't get the deliverance that we need, the healing that we need, is because we don't ask. The Bible says you have
That's
not
true.
Because you have not.
Mm-hmm.
We don't confess it. The Bible says if I confess my faults before my brother and sister, if I confess my sins, he's faithful. Mm-hmm. He will deliver me, cleanse me. We got to believe the word and do what it said and see what God will do.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Amen. Yes.
Is there anyone else that would like to share this morning? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Miss Kathy, will you please close us out?
Okay. Yes, Sister Happy, I can definitely hear and tell a difference in you, and just continue to allow God to soften your heart, because you
definitely is being transformed.
Definitely.
We have to be intentional and determined to be encouraged on purpose, trusting and obeying God as we remain in His presence. To God be all the glory, honor, and power in Jesus' name. God is faithful to His word, y'all.
Amen.
Well, everybody have a blessed day today.
Amen. Say
everyone have a wonderful day.
Yes.
Julian, love you all.
Love you too.
Well.
The face man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.